Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, streaming on the Game Nashville app. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you. Go to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and say hello to Fox 17 Sports Director Jill Jelnick, who is on the line with us. Jill, how are you?
Good. I finally stopped sweating for 1 second. Last day of training camp, and I think I finally have mastered how to try to look good on camera while also sweating the entire time. So that's good. That's good, Chase. Thanks for having me on, guys.
That is a win for sure. So the big news that I saw on Twitter was when the Titans lined up for 11 on 11, there was a monster truck with 22 lined up in the backfield, Derrick Henry, and it made the offense look like it needs to look. What did you see out of Derrick today?
It really did. I think monster truck is a very good analogy. It was very obvious the Titans were ramping him up with what, little less than 2 weeks left till that first game against the Giants, the season opener. This was by far the most reps we've seen Derrick Henry take in a practice. He was in team periods yesterday, but he did far more work today and was really grinding, making some amazing cuts, turning on the speed. I think clearly it was great to see him out there. I mean, if anyone had any doubt about his health at all of that was completely diminished today. He looked fantastic, but I think the bigger picture is, guys, that looked like the Titans offense that we're going to see September 11th against the Giants. It looked very much like, hopefully, what we're going to see week one, where Derrick Henry is making guys miss and doing his thing while Tannehill is peppering his wide receivers. I think Nick Westbrook-Ikhina has emerged as a clear favorite for Ryan Tannehill, and I know the wide receiver room going into this training camp was a huge storyline. What are we going to expect from them? What are we going to see? Who's going to emerge? Obviously, Robert Woods, I still believe, is going to be a big veteran, but Nick Westbrook-Ikhina and his progress from a year ago stands out. So I think today the biggest takeaway, not just King Henry, but that Titans offense looks pretty darn good with a little less than 2 weeks to go.
What's your concern level, though, with Treylon Burks and the fact that, you know, they always use the phrase, your best ability is availability, and it appears that that's not all there right now. Don't know if he's dealing with something, but we've seen this going back to minicamp that there's been times he hasn't been able to finish practice.
Correct. Yesterday, he did not finish practice. He left practice early. Today, he did not practice. He was seen warming up, getting a workout in on the bike. So, yes, I completely agree with you. If you can't be on the field, then you're not contributing. Then yes, that's a concern in itself. But it's a concern any time that any of the players are missing time at practice. I think it's more concerning because he was the first-round draft pick, because that wide receiver group has still, you know, had a ton of question marks going into this year. It's also a big concern because the Titans traded away A.J. Brown, and they got another draft pick, and they moved up in the draft and got Treylon Burks. I think the expectations for him were high, and that's, you know, you could put that on the media, you could put that on the fans, you could put that on whoever you want, but first-round draft pick, yeah, their expectations are going to be high. And for him to not even be able to finish practice, of course, that's a concern. Hopefully, it is nothing serious. Like you said, you don't know too much about the extent of it. He looked good at the start of training camp. And then really last week started to tail off a little bit. And then yesterday didn't finish practice, as I mentioned. And today was just on the bike.
Now, Jill, Bud Dupree hasn't, you know, been out there much, nor has, I believe, Harold Landry. Were they participating full go today? And if so, how did they look?
Yeah, no, both. I think they're kind of similar with some of those other defensive starters where they may not be on, full blast every single series, but they were out there today, no problem. They weren't on the list of players that weren't practicing at all. We didn't see Elijah Molden. We didn't see Jamarco Jones, D'Amico Autry, and Naquan Jones. So those are the guys that we noticed were absent today. But Bud Dupree, I saw him getting on one-on-one work before the 7-on-7, kind of on his own, he looks good. I don't see him missing a beat at all. And Harold Landry, ever since, you know, to be honest, ever since his contract extension, mm-hmm. I think he's just been kind of going through the motions and playing it safe, and haven't seen him maybe like stand out or jump out, but that's not a concern. I think he's you know, on his own plan, just like we've talked about Big Jeff being on his plan, Derrick Henry being on his plan. I think Harold Landry just falls into that category, someone on their own plan. So even though they haven't stood out defensively the last, you know, in training camp, not something I'm worried about.
We'll talk with Jill.
Does that make sense?
Oh, it does make sense a lot. I'm not too worried about that defense as a whole, Jill. We'll talk with Jill Jelinek, sports director over at Fox 17. I'm not too concerned about them as a whole, but I am a little bit concerned, and I voiced my concerns to the guys about the secondary. Not that I don't believe they can get the job done or can play, but I just don't think they have enough veteran leadership in the cornerback room, not necessarily as a whole, because you have Kevin Byard in the back end, who's the best safety in the National Football League. But I just think those corners have not logged enough minutes in the NFL that I can truly say, hey, listen, this secondary, these corners are going to be one of the better groups in the National Football League.
D. Mace, I think that's absolutely fair. You're talking about just NFL experience, minutes, playing time, you know, starting, and that's fair. It is a very young cornerback group. But you mentioned the huge key factor, and that's the leadership of Kevin Byard. And Kevin Byard spoke at the podium today after practice and was asked specifically about how he felt, one, about the defense, and two, about the cornerbacks. One, he said that the overall IQ of this defense is a lot higher than years past. So he didn't come out and say, oh, this is the best defense we've ever had. He said the overall IQ of this defense has been raised and is higher than years past. We are a lot more knowledgeable, which is interesting because they do have some younger players, specifically at that cornerback position. Then he went on to talk about the cornerbacks and spoke very highly about the progression of those three guys, and went on to say, hey, any combination of those three guys, right? We're talking about Christian Fulton. We're talking about Roger McCrary. And then we're also talking about, help me out, Caleb Farley.
Farley.
Right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Did I miss anybody? When talking about those guys, he talked about how he felt confident any combination of those three, who, regardless of who starts, he feels like they're very good cover guys. Throw them in there, they will make it work, their talent, their skill level. And D-Mace, you're absolutely right about the experience in that position, because Caleb Farley is just coming back. He's still so young. Roger McCrary, rookie. Christian Fulton getting more experience now. They're young, but I think Kevin's overall point is the talent's there, the speed's there, the skill's there. And with Byard's leadership in that safety group and overall in that secondary, he is not concerned. He made me not feel concerned today. and so I think I'm going to trust KB when he says that he's like the progression they're on. Okay, KB, I'll listen to you. I'll take your word for it, my friend.
Jill Jelinek is with us. Jill, along those lines, they made a trade for another veteran yesterday, and he's got the Nashville ties from Overton High School, Ugo Amadi.
Yeah.
Did they talk about him much today, about maybe where he fits in all of this?
Ugo, we go, right? I think we're going to have a combination of those
Jill.
Phrases.
Are you just giving some people a great idea for signs in the stands from Overton? They're going to be at the Titans games with those.
First of all, you're welcome. There you go. You know what, Willie? We got a chance to talk to Ugo today. But to answer your first question, Rabel talked about him a little bit, and Vrabel gave his kind of typical, hey, surface, here's the surface answer I'm going to give you. They, health-wise, they needed some depth. They're concerned in some areas health-wise. They wanted to bring him on, someone with some experience. And basically, Vrabel kind of talked about he has some good reps, knowledgeable of the game, some experience. We needed some depth. so we brought him along. Nothing too, no big dark secrets from Vrabel, but we did get a chance to talk to Ugo today, and he was, it seemed like he wasn't catching his breath from practice. It seemed like he was catching his breath from, like, the last couple of days. He talked about how quick of a turnaround this was, got the phone call, came on over to Nashville, talked about just how grateful he is to be here in the city. He's over, obviously, a John Overton grad, and now we have two John Overton grads with Theo Jackson as well. And Theo talked to the media today and talked about how he was laughing so hard there was going to be another Bobcat, and he knew of Ugo from before, from high school, and Ugo actually knew Kevin Byard. He's worked out with Kevin Byard here in Nashville. They've trained together. So Ugo is not just, you know, jumping into a whole new environment. He actually seemed like he was settling in nicely, kind of gave us that impression now that he's kind of caught his breath a little bit, but wants to contribute any way he can, and hopefully he'll be a good addition for them. And it definitely does not hurt to add depth, especially after the injury issues this team faced last year. Always a good idea to add some more depth.
Jill, before we let you go, Football Frenzy Live, week 2 tomorrow on Fox 17.
Yes,
go ahead and get the plug in. I got you.
Hey, I'm telling you, man, Titans is always so much fun. But Friday night, if you want to experience the chaos of Friday night football in Tennessee, I'm telling you, all you have to do is just tune in to Fox 17 at 9:30. I have 30 minutes where we run through as many high school games as we can. We get some post-game interviews as well. We have a great game of the week. Brentwood Academy, CPA at Brentwood Academy. Looking forward to that game, and then also some other fun games. We got NBA has a big game. Who are they playing? Why is it escaping me at the moment? Pro Cone. Oh, Pro Cone.
Oh, that'll
NBA.
Be a good one.
Can't wait for. Yeah, can't wait for that one. So we got a lot of great games. The chaos, the frenzy starts at 9:30, and I'll tell you everything you need to know on Fox 17.
Very, very good. Thank you so much, my friend, and we'll do it again soon.
Bye, gentlemen. Have a great weekend. And, hey, training camp is over. Let's get this Titan season started. Woo!
Thank you, Jill. Jill Jelinek, Fox 17 Sports Director, joining us, and she is right in our training camp coverage presented by Parman Energy, your one-stop petroleum solution. You can catch her on Fox 17 at 5:30, 9, and 10. Later this afternoon. Coming up next, you'll hear from the head coach, Mike Vrabel. We'll do that next. 102.5, 106.3, The Game.